Hello, Gumbos.
Hi, is this Terry?
Yes, hi. I lost the call.
Hi, it's Nicole. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so we do have a lot of different programs. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
I'd like to get a Class C Tavern license.
What kind of license again? I'm sorry.
Class C Tavern.
Okay.
And I was thinking about a line of a credit card line.
Okay. And what does your business do exactly?
We're a restaurant.
Okay. And what does that license allow you to do?
Sell beer and wine.
Okay. So obviously that would increase revenues for you.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And how much does the license cost?
Last I was told a couple years ago, it was $20,000.
$20,000. Okay. And can you just apply and get that, or is it a long process?
I don't think it's a long process, probably a half a year or so, but you have to apply for your license through the state. And actually, it's going through the DDA.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that makes it easier or speedier or what. I didn't have the money for it, so I didn't really get
it. Do you have to have the funds when you apply? Or is
I
it
think
once
so.
They accept it? Okay.
Well, I don't, probably when they accept it. I wouldn't
okay.
pay that much without knowing if I was going to.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do you have any working capital loans now?
No.
Okay.
Everything's paid for.
And how long have you had the business?
We're 6 years next month.
Okay, perfect. And everything's going well?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you the sole owner over there?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my daughter and I.
Okay.
But my name is on the LLC.
Okay. Perfect. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
I think it was 240.
Okay.
To 250,000.
And this year, are you on track to do something similar?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So do you know what kind of return you may get by being able to sell the beer and wine?
I'm thinking that I'm thinking my sales might go up by half.
Oh wow, okay.
Because I mean, we're a New Orleans restaurant, and
mm-hmm.
everybody wants a beer with their po' boy.
Yeah,
you know, they've asked
yeah.
and call all the time. So I have a need for it through my customers.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, so I'll let you know how the program works, and then if you think it's a good fit, I'll let you know what we need to issue an approval for the business.
Okay.
Typically, we can line about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So you would fall right in that range of the amount you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
We'll usually approve you for the highest amount, and then you can decide how much you actually want to take. So maybe you get approved for $30,000. If you only need
mm-hmm.
the 20, you can take the 20. And then the repayment on the loan would range anywhere from 3 months out to a couple of years and anywhere in between. So we'll approve you for the longest term, and then you can decide what term you actually want to go with.
Okay.
And it would be an unsecured loan, so we don't ask for any collateral or assets. And it goes on your business credit, which is nice because you would get the tax write-off for that.
Okay.
Does that make sense so far?
What is the interest rate for average?
The rate will really depend on a few different factors. So it'll depend on sometimes the credit and industries as well as the term length. So what we usually see is the loans start about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. So it could be 10 cents on the dollar. It could be on the high end, maybe 25 cents on the dollar. So if you're trying to stay within a certain range, we can structure the loan to achieve that because we'll give you different options to look at.
Okay, so 10 cents on the dollar is 10% loan?
It's not 10% because 10% would have to be over, if you did it over 1 year. So it's just a fixed cost to the fund. So let's just say on $20,000, 10 cents on the dollar would be $22,000 total principal and interest. So that would be the total cost of the loan if it was 10 cents on the dollar. But
so $2,000 for the loan?
Yes, if you qualified at the 10 cents on the dollar.
Okay.
But that could be 6 months or that could be a year and a half. I don't know where people will get approved. And then you can pay the loans off early and get a discount as well.
Okay. Oh, that don't sound bad. I don't want to pay much more than that. So
it's well, I think you really need to look at what your return's going to be on, you know, bringing in the beer and wine.
Mm-hmm.
Because $2,000, you can make that back, you know, maybe in a weekend. So look at it kind of long-term.
You mean the $2,000 that it costs for the loan?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a long-term, you know, investment for you. Yeah.
Right.
So it's really popular with restaurants, too, just because a lot of our restaurant clients will use it for, they'll use it for marketing, inventory, they'll buy bulk inventory at a discount, you know, if there's other licenses they need or payroll. So they use it for all types of things. And you can renew the loan if you want to, or you just pay it off in full. Completely up to you. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't want to take the loan until you actually needed the funds, because once you take it, you would start paying back on the loan.
Right.
So not until you actually need it, you know, would you take the loan.
So say I was approved.
Mm-hmm.
And say it was going to take 3 months for it to go through, for the DDA, through the DDA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you put things on hold until that time, or how does that work?
So we can approve you, but we would need to reapprove you right before you took the loan. So we would need to look at a few more bank statements.
Okay.
We look at bank statements to determine what your cash flow looks like, and that's how we determine the loan amount we'll give you. So we can approve you, and then we would need to make sure that things are still, you know, what they look like a few months prior, nothing drastic has, you know, occurred, anything like that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Did you want me to email you what we need to issue the approval?
Sure.
Okay. What's a good email address for you?
TTAITE59@yahoo.com.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll send it over to you. If you have any questions, let me know. If you want to wait till it gets closer, you can do that. Or if you kind of want to see what you may get approved for, now you can do that as well.
What is the filing fee?
It's usually about $250 because we have to set up an ACH for the payments.
Mm-hmm.
So that's typically what it's around.
Okay, and is that paid in advance?
No, it's paid. They usually will deduct it after the loan funds, maybe like a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I guess that's it.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send this over, and again, let me know if you have any questions.
Okay. Your name is?
Nicole.
Nicole. It'll be on the email?
Yes, it will.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right now, the approval we have for these